about Mishnah Dalet, how you lefun of minim harbit. Somebody who had in front of him different types of food, he plans on eating all the different types of food, and some of the foods had the same bracha. Which food should he recite the bracha on? And that bracha would apply to the other food that he will subsequently eat afterward. Rabbi Yehuda Aymerim Yeit Beinayim Mimin Shiva Mubarak Allah. Rabbi Yehuda said, if one of the types of food that he has in front of him is one of the Shiva meaning one of the seven types of food, that Eretz Yisrael is praised that these type of foods grow in Eretz Yisrael, which are chita, sora, wheat, barley, gefen, grape, tehena, fig, rimon, pomegranate, zayas, olives, and tuarim, and dates. These are the seven types of food that Eretz Yisrael is praised that these type of foods are found in Eretz Yisrael. You should make a bracha on one of these foods and be mighty with that bracha the other foods that have the same bracha. And since these foods are very chashuv, the bracha should be recited on them. The Chacham Maimrim Mivarech Ha'ezem Mehem Sheyirta. The Chacham said that even though he has a min shiva in front of him, he should go ahead and make a bracha on whichever food he prefers. And the food that he enjoys the most, that's the one that the bracha should be recited on. And according to the Chacham, the food that he enjoys the most is considered more kosher than the min shiva, and the bracha should be recited on that food. Somebody who drinks wine before he eats, such as when you make kiddush, and he made a bracha b'agafen on the wine that he drank before eating, and then subsequently after he ate and he completed his meal, he drank wine before benching. The b'agafen that he made on the wine before eating would counter him from making another bracha on the wine that he drinks after eating before berchas hamazon. Now the Mephorim said that was the Bari Priya Gafen that you made on the wine before eating, such as kiddush, punches you from making another bracha on the wine that you drink after you complete the meal before berchas hamazon. That's only on Shabbos and Yontif and days such as that you have the habit of drinking wine after the mazon. And the minhag in those days what? That on Shabbos and Yontif they would drink wine after they completed their meal before berchas hamazon. And since you know you're going to drink wine at the time you made the Bari Priya Gafen on kiddush, so you don't have to make another Bari Priya Gafen on the wine that you drink after the meal, as you had in mind that the first Bari Priya Gafen should pazer up the wine that you drank afterward. But on other days, where it's not usually the minhag to drink wine after the meal, if you do go ahead and drink wine after the meal, the Bari Priya Gafen that you made on the wine that you drank before the meal would not pazer the wine that you drank after the meal, since you probably didn't have in mind at the time you made the Bari Priya Gafen to drink the wine after the meal, so you would have to make another bracha. Beirach al parperes shelofnei hamazon. Parteres al parperes shelachar hamazon. Somebody who makes a bracha on the parperes that he ate before eating. Parperes is an appetizer. Some say that parperes are things that are eaten together with bread, such as meat, eggs, and fish. And sometimes you eat them before the meal as an appetizer. While others say parperes is bread that is soaked in water, on which you make a bar minei mizonos. That's what's eaten as an appetizer. Well, whichever one it is, if you make a bracha on the parperes that you eat before the mazon, that would pazra the parperes that you eat after the mazon. As in those days, after they completed their meal, they would also bring out a little bit of basar beis medugim to eat after the meal is complete before berachas hamazon. And the bracha that you made on the parperes before eating would pot you from making another bracha on the parperes that you ate after eating. Berech ha-pater et ha-parperes. Ala parperes lo pater et ha-pas. When you make a bracha on bread, you say, ma'ati lechem and aretz on bread, and then subsequently you eat the parperes. After washing on bread, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the parperes, as once you make a bracha on bread, you don't have to make a bracha on subsequent food that you eat after the bread. But if you eat the parperes first, the bracha that you made on the parperes would not pass you from making a bracha on the pas, as if the parperes is basar, beitzim, or dagim, obviously the shakol that you make on these things would not pass you from making a bracha on the bread. And even if the parperes is bread that's soaked in water, since it didn't, the bread that is soaked in water until it doesn't anymore look like bread, the bracha that you make on it is not a moitzi lechem min haaretz, instead it's bari nei mizonos, since it doesn't look like bread, the barman name is that you make in the parperes would not pasher you from making a moti lechem min haaretz on bread that you eat afterwards. Shami said, just like the bracha that you made on the bar, not pati for making a bracha on the bread to eat afterwards, so too it doesn't pati for making a bracha on mice that there are things cooked in a pot, such as noodles. If you eat a parper and you made a bracha mezonos on the parper, then subsequently you eat noodles, you'd have to make another bracha according to Beis Shammai, as a bracha that you made on the parper since it comes before the meal does not pati you from the mice that you eat afterwards, while the Tanakhama would hold. Since the mice that has the same bracha as the parparas, according to some, the parparas, bread that's soaked in water and no longer looks like bread, that the bracha is borrowed named mezonos, even though the parparas is eaten before the meal. When you eat mice de kedera after the parparas, you don't have to make a bracha on the mice de kedera, since the mice de kedera has the same bracha as the parparas, the bracha that you made of the parparas would ponder you for making another bracha on the mice de kedera, according to the Tanakhama.